It's your Mountain Rock, Q94.
Double vision.
Hey, I'm seeing two of you. I don't like that. Well, wait a minute. I'm looking in a mirror. Maybe that's it. Anyway. Yeah, you know, if you got double vision, you've probably had way too much fun. Seriously. I mean, that's just one way to look at it. And if you're not having enough fun, well, you need to go to Lake Norfolk and go fishing. It's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. Gary Faraci, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary. We're doing well on this beautiful thirsty Thursday morning.
Oh, isn't it a dandy one?
Oh, yeah. I think we're sitting right now at 49 degrees. It is absolutely gorgeous out.
Oh, you got to love that for sure. And that really helps the lake temperature drop.
Yeah, I had someone yesterday tell me it was in the mid-70s, depending where they're at. One place he had 74 and then up to 77 another, so just depending. But, yeah, it's dropping. It's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. So what are you hearing? What are the guys telling you? Are they catching some fish?
They're catching. The fish is picking up. You know, it's it was a better week. Crappie bite was a little bit better. Got to look for them, but I heard that a couple of guys are telling me it was in they're in fairly shallow water, moving up this way. So yeah, that's interesting on live bait.
That's yeah.
So not a limit, but guys were catching 10, 12, and that, and pretty good size ones too. So I think crappie bite turned around a little bit here.
What about the bass?
The bass has been a mixed bag. I've had some guys do really well, and other guys frustrated as all get out, you know. And the bait's been all over the place on what they're using. I mean, from plastics, I've had guys still using crankbait. It's been all over the place.
Well, it's, I mean, we're more so than, you know, I mean, we are definitely kind of teetering in that transition right now. It's October, and it's not so much how warm the day is, it's what goes on at night that really drops that lake down.
Yeah, absolutely, and the lake level, what are we at, 554 something?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's in really good shape. The water temperature is good. And some guys are still catching stripers and hybrids. Mm-hmm. I had guys this past week tell me they had white bass surfacing, and they were throwing a couple different things at them. Mm-hmm. That surface was in the morning, earlier in the morning, and the bite was on a white bass. So, yeah, a lot of things are starting to pick up.
Yeah, we limited out 3 days in a row on the walleye.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Hair jigs.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. White and yellow hair jigs. Just
nice.
Smoking them, baby.
That's beautiful. Oh, walleye's great.
3 days in a row limited out.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. But you know, I mean, they're usually, this is a great time of year for walleye.
Yeah.
And
it is, and as that water temperature starts to drop and stuff, it's beautiful.
Now I did notice, though, a few times just being out there, and then it's like, why, they're surfacing, you know, they're slapping up at the top of the water, and I'm just guessing it was probably, you know, whites that was doing that.
Yeah, probably.
But you know, I mean, it's not far. It's just going to be on like Donkey Kong.
And it's good right now. You got to work at it a little bit. Like I said, I was talking to those crappie guys the other morning, and you got to work at it a little bit and stuff. But they managed to get quite a few. So, and that's how it has been with all species. Like you said, you did great with the walleye. I've had guys, you know, instead of catching five bass, they caught four or something. But they're catching fish, and they're decent, nice-sized fish, so it's really starting to pick up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Even caught a mermaid, brought her back home.
Oh.
Yeah, she's in the bathtub right now.
Woo! Down there with the Cheetos.
I was, man. I had two bottles of wine and a bag of Cheetos. Yeah, that's right. They even had some cheesy puffs. And,
oh, man, you did put her back in the water, right?
Oh, no, I took her. She's at home.
Oh.
I brought her home. Oh, I'm going to... she's in the bathtub right now. I'm going to be able to put a swimming pool up, you know. And
be careful.
Oh, I think I'm starting to grow gills, but, you know.
Sounds like a good time.
Hey, we've got, of course, you know, each and every Thursday morning we give you your fishing report brought to you by the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. And, of course, Gary and Diane, they're great hosts. Cabins, RV, parking. I mean, what have you got for the folks? Now that here we are in October, what have you got out there for the folks?
We got a lot of room right now. People want to come down and spend a weekend, a few days, go fishing. A few more weeks, so we'll be enjoying the fall colors. We do have some dates still open. We got this weekend we have some room, next weekend, and then we get into then muzzleload starts, and we're busy for that. And we got a few people staying for the, you know, bow open last weekend, so that. But we this time of year we usually can fit somebody in that wants to come down and spend a few days and go fishing or just get away. That's nice.
Yep, the crickets always sound better at the Bayou Resort.
Get you out of the rat race for a little bit, and you can, you know, if you just want to go down and hang out down by the lake, or it's beautiful. Just get away for a weekend.
Just walk around. Walk through the park, you know, that's right across the street. Just walk around. You got little blacktop streets. I guess they'll let you do that, wouldn't they?
There's a beautiful walking trail at the Core Park down here by the lake.
Yeah.
It's over a mile long. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's a nice walking trail. Never know what you're going to see in there.
Maybe a mermaid. All right, Gary. Hey, we appreciate you, man. And for the folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, take a look at some of the pictures, drop us a line, leave a message there. And, of course, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, have a good week.
All right.